Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It was week three for the Bozo touchdown parlay here on the program. And Jones, we didn't hit. However, we're getting closer.
Are we?
Well, yeah, week one, it was 0-5.
Okay, start, leave it's one still, and more.
It goes as one loss.
Yeah.
But it was 0-5.
Yep.
When you looked at each individual pick. Week two, 2-5.
Yeah, who hit that week?
I mean, you and me.
Oh, we hit. Okay, good. Yeah.
Week 3, 3-5.
Oh, who hit this week?
You, me, and Nick. Nick, do you hit?
Yeah.
Kenneth
Walker.
You, me, and Nick.
Ken Walker.
Oh, yeah. So
nice. 7 yards, but
yeah, well,
it's a touchdown's a touchdown.
Touchdown. We weren't betting on yards. We're betting
actually,
on touchdowns.
Two of them.
It's not a yards parlay, Nick. Touchdown parlay.
This is true.
So we're all around it.
In theory, in a couple of weeks, we're cashing in.
Correct.
That Bozo touchdown.
Marv could have had one if he had hands.
Oh, was that close? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I know we were all making fun of Terp for betting Saquon.
No more Saquon bets, because Saquon almost cost us the thing.
Saquon was minus 160. We're like, Terp, what are you doing? Didn't even get in the end zone.
Didn't even score.
Yeah, true.
Brutal.
Grab bag. When he's kissing
you. Meanwhile, the survivor knocked out 2, 3 remain. Yumi and Terp remain, so we're going into week 4. In the survivor pools. I would imagine, though, people playing all around the country, Packers-Browns was a significant one. I know Nick got out on the Falcons-Panthers. That was like a 5.5-point spread, but I bet a lot of people took Packers.
I think a lot of people got knocked out on Green Bay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm so happy. Cause today from Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, we have the play-by-play crew for Sunday's Patriots-Panthers game.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
I haven't seen this yet.
When you hear Pats and you hear Panthers, it's a Fox game, 1 o'clock kickoff from Gillette. You want to take a guess?
Okay, well, hang on. We've had Spiro and Arch so far.
That's right. We had Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt.
They still don't know that Ramondre fumbled going into the end
zone.
Like, they still have no idea.
Guys, he fumbled.
I already forgot.
Gerard calls that timeout.
I never forgot who we had week 2, but it wasn't good. All right, the Fox team?
The Fox team.
I got to be Vilma, right?
I got a play-by-play.
No,
I got
no,
an
no,
analyst,
no, no.
And I have a sideline reporter.
Burkhart and Brady. That's got to be what it is.
It's not Burkhart Brady. No.
Okay.
It is Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth, and Jennifer Hale.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I feel like
Mark Schlereth on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
How about that?
They can talk all this weekend next. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chris Myers has been doing games a long time. He's been doing games a long time there. He used to have, I think, Robert Smith with him.
Oh,
Schlereth is an upgrade.
The Vikings back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They had him for a while. Huh. Schlereth is an upgrade.
Okay,
I would
say.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Going to give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
We got some bad injury news, Jones. Arizona Cardinals running back James Conner has a season-ending ankle injury. James Conner done for the year.
Well, and he's a guy who has dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. He was mostly healthy last year till very late. But yeah, that was one where like both teams were out on the field like wishing him well after he had that injury. It was an ugly one.
Never a good sign.
bag on Jones and Keefe.
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels were on the field this past weekend on the road in an absolute hornet's nest of a place to play.
Yeah, tough place.
Central Florida.
What happened?
UCF, I'll tell you what happened. They lost by quite a bit. 34-9, your final score. I'm convinced this quarterback they got, Gio Lopez from South Alabama, got to be the worst quarterback in the country. He's terrible.
Him, he should be throwing footballs to Pop Douglas somewhere, but he should be doing that. Those guys can go on a side field somewhere.
He's really lousy.
I noticed you called them Central Florida. Did you do that on purpose?
On purpose?
Did you see that Scott Frost, the head coach at UCF, he felt like they've been slighted when people like Bill Belichick refer to them as Central Florida. He takes that as like a personal affront. They're UCF. They're not Central Florida.
Wait, they're not Central Florida?
This is what I was
unaware
of. The
University of Central Florida.
Don't say that, Keith. They're UCF. And so Scott Frost is like, after they won, he's like, some people disrespect us by calling us Central Florida. We're UCF.
So they're the Knights, right? The Central Florida Knights,
yeah,
I believe.
Well, I don't want to disrespect them, but I believe that's right. Yes.
I believe that's what their mascot is, the Knights. Did you see what their social media team posted after the game?
Oh, yeah, the W on the beach with like the airplane line.
Just sort of.
Do you see
taking a shot? At
you film. See what the Steelers posted after they beat the Pats yesterday?
No,
they did the Goodwill Hunting apples thing with like a W with the guy in the Steelers hat.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
No, I don't hate that. Yeah. So Bill is now 2-2. Those were all non-conference games. So they lost to TCU and UCF. They defeated.
Close ones. Those were close.
But they blew doors on Richmond, and they beat Charlotte.
Yeah, Tim Hightower on that Richmond team.
That Clemson game looks pretty winnable, though.
No. So here's the thing.
They're going to get dusted by Clemson.
Clemson blows.
Yeah, so
Clemson lost to Syracuse.
Syracuse is not that bad this year.
North Carolina blows worse.
True.
I'd have to hear better. I'd have to hear that.
How do you mean worse?
Watch your profanity.
Be specific.
Or.
So they're off this week. They can lick their wounds before they get ready for conference play. And then next week, or I guess a week from this Saturday, October 4th, they play home against Clemson at high noon on ESPN.
Curb stomp. That's a curb stomp.
Okay, and then that game is followed by another ESPN game at Cal. And then on Halloween.
They might beat Cal. I don't know.
Did Cal already fire the coach, or was that UCLA?
That was UCLA. That was Deshaun Foster, UCLA. Yeah.
Cal's 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
They just lost this week, but they already beat Oregon State and Minnesota. But anyway, then they play on Halloween. They play at Syracuse, also on ESPN. So three of their next four games are ESPN games. Yeah. So anyway.
Get excited.
I am excited for that. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got
till it's gone? You'd be in paradise and put up a grab bag.
Anything else from the college football weekend jump out to you, Jones? There were some lopsided blowout victories. Some of the top teams played bad teams, although Indiana was home against Illinois.
Oh, I was on the Illinois side of that bet. That was rough.
So Illinois is ranked 9th going in, and they were a favorite at number 19, Indiana. The Hoosiers beat them 63-10.
Yeah, it was not good to be on the Illinois side. That did follow up, though, an incredible backdoor cover in the Oklahoma game this weekend.
I was going to say Oklahoma beat Auburn by a touchdown.
So, and
that spread was what, 7.5?
The number was 7, I think. I moved it a half point.
Okay.
7!
But that they covered on a safety at the end of that game, which was a great backdoor cover.
Another top 25 game, Texas Tech beat Utah 34-10. Vanderbilt scored 70 against Georgia State.
Ducks took down the Beavs in a civil war there. I don't think you can call it the Civil War anymore.
I hope they won.
Well, it's Trump's America. You probably can, actually.
That's true. Yeah. I guess anything goes.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then I think was BC was off this weekend, I believe. I don't think there was any BC games to be had.
Wasn't on my radar, but
I
sounds
don't
right,
believe.
Yeah.
No, they're on the bye.
They're on the bye.
There you go.
All right, there you go. So no, we don't have to check in with those guys.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
Never seems appropriate that that's where that goes. All right, take a look at the box office, Jones.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Oh, this is an old one. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Him made $14 million.
Seems low.
It does, but good enough for number one. Conjuring Last Rites made 13. That Demon Slayer movie made 12, up over 100 at this point. Then you had Downton Abbey and The Long Walk rounding out the top five. But him, Davey Eyeballs and I are going to discuss it. It is football month on hashtag Dork. It's a football movie. What are you looking at me?
No, I was going to say, can you? I don't want to give away the
whole
pie,
thing.
But you,
yeah.
You're not as down on it as some people.
No,
correct?
So I didn't love it, but it got shredded by all the critics early. I'm like, so maybe that helped. I went in
you
expecting
went in real
it to be the
low expectations. Yeah,
but Marlon Wayans. So this is not a spoiler at all. Marlon Wayans' character is like an aging quarterback, like an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. But they specifically point out the fact that he has won 8 titles.
Ooh.
It's not the NFL. He's on like some other team.
Oh, no!
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So like
in your face, Brady.
At the very least, what this movie did was it added another fictional athlete that you kind of have to consider like one of the best ever.
Yeah.
So like before you'd be like, so we're also doing the program tonight. And you're like, well, Joe Kane, Heisman candidate. He's one of the best. Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
For any given Sunday, probably one of the best quarterbacks.
Sure.
But you're like, this dude kind of has to be.
I mean,
like, they kind of forced
8
it.
Titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be in the mix.
So his name is Isaiah White.
Okay.
So you got to kind of consider him the new goat.
All right.
The new fresh goat, I guess.
Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
Gonna give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
All right. Well, they did snap a 3-game losing streak. They were about to get swept by the Dodgers 4 straight, but they were able to win yesterday. Rafael Devers was 1-for-3 with a walk. And so they got that going for them. Although, Jones, they're going to just run out of time here. National League wild card Giants are 3 games out.
Yeah.
And there's just too much traffic in front of them.
Well, that's what happens when you're 12 games below 500 since acquiring Devers, who's 233 with a 780 OPS in San Francisco.
All right, I guess.
I'm a genie in a
bottle,
baby. Come on and let me out.
All right, but who was the best baseball performer from Sunday, September 21st?
We've all been wondering, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it could be any of these 5 players, these 5 gladiators. Was it Ben Rice? 4-for-5, home run, 5 RBI.
Oh, wow.
Was it Joey Bart? 4-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Couldn't get him out.
Was it Jared Triolo? 4-for-5, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs.
Hmm.
Was it Emmett Sheehan? 7 scoreless.
7!
10 punch outs. Or was it Kyle Bradish? 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 9 Ks.
Let's go Joey Bart. Couldn't get him out.
You like Joey Bart?
Yeah, Joey Bart. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. No game for the Sox today. So truly a random baseball player. Or is it random? This man is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh.
Happy birthday to this man.
Not random at all.
Giant clue. He played for 3 teams in his 9-year big league career.
That's quick.
White Sox, Padres, and Rays. Over this time, he was a 1-time All-Star, a 2-time Silver Slugger,
ooh,
and he was the runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting.
Where?
With the Chicago White Sox.
White Sox, okay.
He played from 08 to 16. He's a recent vintage. Career high in dingers was 21.
Tim Anderson?
No. Good one, though. 21 home runs was his high.
Aaron Rowand. No, that's wrong.
He was primarily a shortstop
and
also played a little bit of second base in a pinch.
Okay.
They needed him to. But primarily a shortstop. I think it's where he won his Silver Sluggers and where he was an all-star. He, 30-steal season.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a 30-steal season
Alexi
in there.
Alexi Ramirez.
Oh!
He got it!
Oh, Billy!
Hey, Billy!
Wow.
Yeah, Alexi Ramirez. Happy birthday, Alexi.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Do you want to know what his nickname was?
Wait. A-Ram.
The Cuban Missile.
Oh, wait. I thought that's what they're calling Chapman.
Sure. Maybe a lot of the Cuban players are known as the Cuban Missile. That's what it says in his thing.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Alexei Ramirez.
How many years young is he today?
44.
Happy.
Yeah, man. Happy 44th to Alexi Ramirez.
Good for you, Alexi. I would not have got that. I remember him, but good job by Bill.
Nice player.
I wasn't getting that.
Thin.
I thought I had it at Tim Anderson. What'd you say?
He was thin.
Was he?
I noticed that he's a very wiry player.
Yeah.
Wiry. That was my takeaway.
Wiry power.
He was.
Yeah, okay.
He did have wiry power.
Okay. All right, that's the random ball player.
Yeah.
Each and every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.